Taylor Momsen, front woman for Pretty Reckless, calling in. Thanks for calling in, Taylor.
Of course. Thank you for having me on the show.
You guys are in and you're in Denver. You guys already parked in, ready to go for the night?
Yeah, we just got here. Just rolled in, loading in right now. Should be an awesome show tonight.
Beautiful mile-high weather, huh? It feels like fallout, I'm sure.
I can't hear anything yet, but I'm waiting for that to go away.
Yes, certainly. You guys, now, if I'm not mistaken, you've played the Fillmore before, correct?
Oh, yeah, no, we've played a couple times here. First was on Warped Tour, and okay. I wasn't expecting the altitude.
Yeah?
It hits you hard. We always have a blast here. I've got a lot of friends here and stuff, so it's going to be a good show.
We're talking here, Taylor Momsen of the Pretty Reckless, a Fillmore Auditorium show, Going to Hell. That's the latest record you guys will be playing off of here tonight, correct?
Yes.
You got to really be stoked about this record. It's been out for a little while. You've got your road legs on it. You've been playing it on stage live. I've got to be the better half of this year. How do you still feel about this record? Is it still holding up for you?
Oh, of course. It's our proudest accomplishment to date.
So
the shows have been really great on this tour, and we've definitely mixed up the set a bit. There's some old stuff. There's some stuff from the EPs, but it's definitely heavy-weighted and Going to Hell. We've added new songs, and just the arrangement of the show, everyone individually as band members really gets to shine and at their own moments, so it's a really fun show.
Do you find that this band really starting to get its legs under it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. When we made the first record, Light Me Up, we made the record first, and then we went on tour for 2.5 years, so we hadn't been a touring band yet, so Light Me Up was a very produced up record, and we don't play with tracks. There's no click track.
Gotcha.
It's just the four of us. That's it. So if something breaks, you're going to have to wait. You know, it's actual live rock and roll.
Oh, that's
so we had
great.
To figure out how to strip down this really produced record and just make it the four of us. And we learned that when you take everything out, there's nothing left to do but turn up the guitars. And that just naturally makes everything heavier, which leads to a much more rocking show. So.
Talking here with Taylor Momsen, of course, the Pretty Reckless tonight at the Fillmore Auditorium with the guys of Adelita's Way. Your career is well documented. Obviously, you were in acting a little bit younger, but you started this band a little bit younger too. But everything that's kind of stuck out to me, you've always kind of stuck firm with the fact that you've always wanted to do music, and this was something that you were going to, regardless, you were going to end up doing anyways. Do you kind of feel like your vision's kind of unfolding out in front of you now, that your band is up and going?
It is. It's great. I mean, yeah. I quit acting 6 years ago. I quit acting when I finally realized that I could make my own decisions.
Yeah.
I got old enough to go, wait, I don't have to do this.
That's great.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Music was always something I was doing. Just the world, I was just doing it privately. The world didn't know about it. And then when I met the band and everything kind of fell into place really naturally, which really lucky, that doesn't happen in this industry very often. And we immediately hit it off and started writing together, and it was just kind of kismetly perfect. And we've been a band for I think almost 7 years now.
Wow.
Two records, and we started when I was 14, and I'm 21 now, so
that's crazy. And obviously I hate to do the whole in hindsight question, but I mean, at the age of 14, did you have any idea what would come of this? I mean, could you have?
No,
of course not. Yeah.
I still don't know.
Yeah,
still amazed by it. I mean,
certainly.
Like, we didn't even know if this record Going to Hell was going to come out when we made it. We made it for ourselves because we were in a very transitional phase in our career. We were switching record labels, and so we didn't know. Like, we had no idea if people were ever going to even hear it.
Yeah.
So to have it come out, A, B, do so well, and then C, have two number ones off of it is insane to us. So it's amazing all the support we've got.
And really, I mean, as, you know, music experts, I'm sure, had it pegged. I mean, starting at such a young age, I'm sure they had you statistically standing, going to be fizzled out by now, but you haven't. I mean, you've really maintained a level of success at this. What do you credit that to? Do you credit that to the band really kind of picking up? Do you really credit it to your creative outlet? I mean, what has kind of kept you at this level at starting at such a young age and carrying on?
A lot of things, I think. Drive, I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I love writing songs. That's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't feel like a human being if I wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a part of who I am. I think as I've gotten older and as we've toured, we've gotten better. So I think, you know, the better you get and the more you grow as an artist, hopefully your fans and listeners will grow with you and follow you on that journey. And it seems to be that they have. It's only gotten bigger so far.
Certainly.
So. I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, knock on wood if you can. talking here with Taylor Momsen, Fillmore Auditorium show tonight with the guys of Adelita's Way. Of course, our front woman for the Pretty Reckless Going to Hell, the latest record that is available. Definitely go pick it up if you have not done so already. You'll hear a lot off of that record tonight at the Fillmore. Going into a new record like this, do you kind of carry off of Going to Hell, being that it's been so successful for you guys? You're going to try to bottle that up and leave it as is and kind of go in a new direction. How do you handle that?
I don't really write like that. I look at songwriting as a good song's a good song.
Gotcha.
So,
yep.
You know, I don't like to genre-fy things. And I mean, it's obviously rock. We're not getting lighter.
So, yeah. the full-on Pretty Reckless hip-hop album is hitting shelves next year.
that's not happening. That I know of, but you never know.
You never know, yeah.
I write a great rap track, you never know, but that's not at the top of my list at the moment.
All right.
Songwriting, kind of, I shut myself away for a couple months and turn off my phone and kind of just completely suffocate myself in all forms of art. So
certainly.
From paintings to movies to books to music to anything you can get your hands on, and you just kind of sit there and inside your own head and pray that something inspires you, because you can't force it.
Certainly.
You can't force inspiration, and you can't force a good song. It kind of comes when it comes, which is why it's the most torturous process, but it's also the most rewarding, because when you finish a song and you can play it on the acoustic guitar all the way through and you know it's good, it's like sex. It's the best feeling in the world.
Well, thank you first and foremost for calling in, Taylor. I know you guys are about to get things going. You just rolled into the Fillmore tonight for your show with Adelita's Way. So thanks for taking some time out of your day and giving us a call.
No, of course. Thank you so much for having me on. And feel free to come down and check out the show if you want. We'll grab
certainly
a beer or something.
Yeah, we'll be there. And hopefully everything continues in the direction of success for the Pretty Reckless. Really, you guys have picked up. And looks to be very successful future for you guys. And stoked about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the support, man. We can't do it without you guys.
Certainly. Thank you, Taylor.
All right, bye.
Later. The Rock Station.